Okay, let's do this.
The original. You killed it. With Ryan K. And Ephraim Shunier.
Welcome back, everyone, to You Killed It. I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Ephraim Shunier.
How's it going, Ephraim?
Hey, Ryan.
So, Ephraim, hear any interesting rumors lately?
I have. Is that where we want to start, with the rumors?
I mean, there were a lot of them.
Well, in between last episode and this episode, they're not rumors. That's been confirmed by Davon, started circulating about...
Okay. Yeah, good point, yeah.
She, in her recap of the last episode, not tonight's episode, but in her recap of the last episode, talked a little bit about how, you know, a lot of stuff. She talked a lot, and it's a really interesting recap, so you should all go watch it. Davon's episode 3 recap, but the biggest...
Where is that available?
On YouTube. On her YouTube channel, yeah.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, it's about... It's a long one. It's like at least a half hour, maybe longer, two parts. But she talks about the biggest tea that she spilled was that after the Wes-Zach sort of alliance drama, that Amanda, part of Amanda's political game, which she kind of mentioned last time and we joked about her not having any game.
Mm-hmm.
But Davon said that part of her political game was that she was really trying to nail it home to everybody that Wes and Zach had an alliance. And she was going around the house shouting it at everybody, you know, just to kind of get the focus off her and to get really, to get Johnny pissed off at Zach to call him in so that he wouldn't take it out on her and call her in,
because
they already knew that he didn't like her. So she was just trying to save her own ass. But that she went a little too far, that she went on for so long screaming at everybody about this alliance between Wes and Zach, that I guess the guys got mad. Johnny, Theo, and Kyle, I guess, taped her up. They wrapped her in blankets. The best I can surmise is that they wrapped her in blankets, like mummified her in blankets, and then taped her head to shut her up. But while they were taping her head, she was screaming, stop,
taping her head in the blanket or out of the blanket?
I'm not sure. Oh, no, out of the blanket.
Out of the blanket.
Because they were taping her head. She was screaming, stop, stop, it's not funny. And it was sticking in her hair. And she started crying and freaking out. And they had to, Davon got some conditioner and was trying to like get the tape out of her hair. And she was pulling chunks of her hair out. And while she was crying and bawling and wanting to leave, and they had to talk her into staying all night long. And I guess Theo and Kyle apologized, but Bananas never apologized. So it's just interesting that in between the two episodes, they sort of swept that under the rug.
That is interesting. That is interesting. When you hear, like, that's a shitty story to hear, and then, like, not to see, like, for them to hold the footage back makes it seem even worse.
Right.
It seem really bad.
Like, what? Yeah. Is like, it as bad as we think it is, or worse because they didn't show it?
Or is, like, any of that sort of behavior just no longer going to be shown on TV? Because, like, that sounds like it would totally have aired 10 years ago, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the days of, like, Veronica and Tanya and all those, like, those days.
It's a crazy situation. I'm sure someone's going to bring it up at the reunion, and I hope they do, because I want to hear why it got swept under the rug. I want to hear Bananas sort of answer for himself. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So episode 4, it's complicated. It's pretty complicated.
It is. Yeah.
I'll tell you, everybody, halfway through this episode, during a commercial break, I looked at Ryan, and I was like, shit is going down tonight. Like, there is so much going on.
That was a packed episode, yeah.
Yeah. We hadn't gotten much house drama up to now, but tonight we had our fill.
Yeah. They did a challenge staple, which was a good costume party, which is a tradition year after year. And as tradition goes, it's... oftentimes the night where shit goes really crazy.
So you want to do this in order?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay, we started with Fallout, which was the daily challenge called Fallout. And basically, one team member would stand on a stage on a crane 100 feet in the air while the other team member was on like this little circular pulley thing pulling this... What was it? Like a...
Essentially, they were controlling the pendulum.
Right. And then the person on the stage would have to jump and then maneuver themselves around this pendulum thing to jump off that to ring a bell. And it
jump
was timed.
From platform onto pendulum, from pendulum to bell.
Yeah, exactly.
I liked this challenge.
I liked it a lot. It, yeah.
Like, you know how sometimes on challenges like this, there's the one person who's doing the big thing, and then the other person, like, that they might as well just be cheering from the sidelines. Right. But this was not that. Both people had to play, like, a really,
yeah,
really strong role in making this happen. And you see where some teams maybe chose wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there was one team that I thought had picked wrong. I thought Zach was going in the water.
Really?
Any move Zach makes, I always question.
Why?
He seems to always put himself in the wrong position. He seems to be the one making the decisions, and a lot of times he puts himself in the wrong role.
I think that that might be a thought that a lot of people have, because when he jumped off of the pendulum, they put it in slow motion. You saw every muscle in his thighs working to get to that
you
bell.
You saw every muscle in his thighs working
to get to that
bell.
Well, me and all the ladies.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about all the teams, how they did. So the first team that went was Ninja and Polly. I think they should just call her Ninja, not Ninja Natalie.
Yeah, just go with Ninja. Why not? What's preventing them from just pulling the trigger on Ninja?
Yeah, Ninja. You know? Let's brand
her
now.
They call Bear. They don't call Bear, whatever the hell his name is.
Hey, Bear, whatever the hell your name is.
But no, I totally agree. And speaking of Ninja, this was custom made for a Ninja, this challenge.
This sure was. Right out of American Gladiator.
Absolutely. Absolutely. American Natalie Warrior.
Exactly. No surprise they did well.
Who followed them?
Followed them was Davon and Bear.
Okay. Nice.
And she didn't do so hot.
Well,
she's afraid of heights, though. I get it. For Bear to say, though, she let me down.
Oh, come on,
Shut
Bear.
Up, Bear.
Yeah, seriously.
Right. Is he going to be our new Sylvia? Shut up, Bear.
Keep talking, Bear. Just you just make us make you Sylvia.
Right.
Keep going, Bear.
Keep it up, Bear. After Davon and Bear was Leroy and Shailene. I think the most notable part of this challenge for them was that Shailene got a confessional or got an interview.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. We finally heard from Shailene.
This is an episode of a lot of firsts.
Right. Right.
This is a historic episode, people. I hope you were all paying attention.
One for the record books.
So, how do you think Leroy's chances are looking this season?
Not great. He seems to have a partner who isn't necessarily causing any waves, either good or bad. She seems to be a little bit forgettable.
But that's perfect for Leroy, because he usually takes that position too.
Really?
He's usually just the chill dude sitting in the background.
Oh, you mean kind of like skate to the end?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, if Shailene can pull it together, because she jumped and didn't really, I mean, she just kind of jumped and fell.
Can I ask, did Zach make a better decision than Leroy as to who to put where?
Meaning Zach and
you don't think Shailene could have rocked that pendulum?
I my initial impulse when I saw it was like, oh no, you need someone really strong.
I thought that too.
But then they had, you know, there were smaller girls up there doing it. So I'm like, oh, it's kind of like with your own body weight.
Yeah, yeah.
So Shailene probably could have rocked that pendulum, but they were only the third to go. So maybe if they'd gone a little later in the rotation, they could have figured it out once they saw, you know, Zahida, for example, doing the pendulum. Then they would have, because Zach and Zahida were seventh. So if they had gone any time after that, they could have been like, maybe Shailene can do the pendulum and Leroy can do the jumping. But I still think they might have been in the same situation.
Yeah. Like,
I'm not counting on Leroy to get
that
bell.
Maybe Leroy was like, I got to be up on the top of that thing because I know I'm not making I'm not making the jump to the pendulum or the bell.
I know.
Like, it's just not happening. Isn't he afraid of
heights? Oh, no, he's afraid of water.
Well, so yeah, he was not jumping.
Right. He's like, no, I got it.
Hasn't he, like, hurt himself falling into the water in the past?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. After Leroy and Shailene, we had number four was Amanda and Josh. I'm going to admit something to you today.
Okay.
After watching Davon's YouTube recap and kind of having that mull about in my head for the last 2 days, and then her going into this challenge and everybody just screaming, you suck, Amanda, from like below, after knowing what had happened, this sort of, I'm not going to call it assault, but it could be assault. I think she felt like it was an assault. I don't know. I haven't seen it, so I have nothing to say about it, and no one cares what I have to say about it anyway, but it's not like my call. But whatever happened sucked. And then to hear everybody screaming, "You suck, Amanda," it's like they are constantly picking on her. It's the first time I've ever felt for Amanda was in that moment. You know, like, let's quit beating a dead horse. Fair. Like, we get it. Amanda's the devil. She sucks. She's playing a villain. But God, no one gives her a break.
True. But I mean, like, they had to cut that whole night out. You know, like,
you mean of her yelling at them about the,
yeah, like, so not everyone wrapped her up in a blanket and tried to fucking suffocate her. So some of them might have just gone to bed and were like, I can't put up with this girl for 1 second longer, and then still had that anger the next day of the challenge.
That's true.
So, like, you know, if she decided to go with everyone so hard that they almost decided to murder her, then you know, who knows what the other people in the house who kept it together went through. You know, well, yeah. You know, I'm just saying, I understand how you could feel for Amanda, like, knowing that potentially everyone in the house is against her, but she's not making it easy on herself either.
That's true. Not that anybody should be assaulted, and not that anybody, I think they did take it too far. It just is something to think about. Who they're protecting. They're protecting their brand. They're protecting their guys. It's just interesting to think about it years after the Kenny and Evan thing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That it's still kind of happening. And that kind of puts a damper on it for me a little bit.
Yeah, but it's not like we didn't know that they were, like, not, that they were, like, editing moments like this out. You know, right. They've been doing this for a few years now. Yeah. Like,
and maybe it's just, it's an uncomfortable watch, probably, and God knows.
Yeah, and I don't know. They want us to be able to come back and, like, not, and be able to still watch Kyle.
Right, and just to relax, some people too, to be, also.
Yeah, and not, like, not at every moment feel like, why is he still here?
Yeah, it's rough. Should we move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay, after Amanda and Josh, we had number 5 was Cam and Ash. Fine.
Oh no! You know what? I'm going back. The fact that they cut this shit out and we don't get to actually get a clear picture of what happened, it's same with, like, Camilla and Leroy.
Yeah.
But
they didn't cut that out. They put it back in. According to the internet, there was a cut that they had prepared without the Leroy and Camilla situation. And then they had the reunion. It got brought up at the reunion, so they had to go back in at the last minute and put it. They had a cut with it and without it, and they had to use the cut with it.
Okay, so I guess perhaps I'm referring to rumors about what could have potentially happened in that fight. You know,
which I think are just rumors. I don't think she said what people are saying.
That's good. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know.
You want the whole story because it affects the game in so many ways.
If things like this happened, you want to be able to create your opinion of Kyle and Johnny and or Amanda. You want to be, you know.
You just want the clear picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. After Cam and Ash, what do we think of them? Forgot. Is that what you're thinking? Like, God, do I remember?
Yeah, their performance, I mean,
neither high nor low.
They didn't win or lose. Exactly. So weigh the place, guys.
Then we had Natalie and JP. She did the jumping, which I think was silly.
Yeah, the shortest person doing the jumping is maybe a little silly, but at the same time, you know, she is super small, so maybe they thought it would be slightly harder for her to get that pendulum moving. Maybe. You know? She is the smallest of the girls, right?
Yeah.
So, and JP is not a small guy.
And then it was crazy to see them together, you know, after she was crying, saying, like, oh, I'm sorry, I fucked it up. And they were standing right next to each other. How much smaller she is than he was.
Yeah, she is very small.
So after Natalie and JP, Zach and Zahida. And then we talked about that. Zach's gazelle-like jump, just swan dive. They should have put some classical music under it.
Zahida gripping that pole, right. Using those thighs to... No, come just, on. I'm sorry.
It's nice to see Zach succeed at something and to, like, do well.
It's surprising.
And being deathly afraid of heights.
Yeah. Weird that he's doing the jumping if he's that afraid of heights.
He's like, I'm not going to let anybody down. I got to do this.
Okay, well, good on him.
Kara and Theo. Theo jumped, but it took him a long time.
Yeah.
He was hesitant.
Which was disappointing.
But he still did it, and he still managed to, like, knock it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Good for them. But, you know, come on. Get on that thing, Theo. Yeah,
do it. D and Wes. Now, let's talk about Wes. Wes did the jumping. He didn't even seem to reach for the bell.
Yeah, he was one of the...
Do you think he threw the game?
You know, I'm super paranoid, and I always lean towards that. But it didn't seem to result in anything, mm-hmm. you know?
Do you think he was trying to throw the game with an end result in mind that just didn't pan out, so they didn't focus on it?
Potentially. I've thought in the past that Wes has, you know, has thrown games, even though I couldn't necessarily nail down the reason as to why. Maybe just even... I was going to say the fly under the radar, but that's ridiculous. I don't know.
So I'm going to go with maybe he didn't throw it. Maybe just fucked up.
Maybe he's just getting old and is not the Wes we used to know.
CT and Julia. And Julia did the jumping, and she maneuvered herself around and missed the bell. Let's talk about their little interview right after. CT seemed so happy. He was like, oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was weird.
Well, I thought it was genuine, because if that had been Veronica, he would have been so pissed off.
Exactly, which is why...
Maybe if it were a bottle of wine, you'd have jumped on it.
But isn't that why it was weird? Like, his complete, like, 180?
No, because I think his problem with Veronica is that she wasn't fit. Whereas, clearly, Julia's fit. She tried. And I think that's all he wanted from Veronica, was her to try.
Maybe. I like yours better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus, also, he's less fit than when he was harassing Veronica, so maybe he's a little empathetic.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Good Lord, he's even less fit than that season?
You know, but he's coming back stronger.
That's good. That's good.
Jenna and Gus.
That made for one of my favorite moments of the episode.
The way she couldn't look at him?
She, like, it's like, how is it bad? He's just, no, you look fine. You look all right. She couldn't even lie. She just, like, all she had to do is just, like, look at the camera, pretend like she's just doing the normal thing. Like, you know, that's where we're supposed to be talking to. But instead, she... put such focus on right. how she could not stand to look at his
had
lip.
Her hand up, her head, her eyes locked
couldn't
downward.
Couldn't lie to him at all. Couldn't pretend, couldn't sweeten it.
It was hilarious. And it was a lot of blood, but nothing he wouldn't heal from. But yeah, that was funny. Number 12 was Nani and Turbo. Oh, it's so nice to see them finally win something, to really do a good job at something mm-hmm. together, because they were both of our picks for one of the teams that are going to make it to the final.
Yeah.
So, Turbo, nothing delights me more than seeing his, like, Turkish display at the end. I don't know if it's a Turkish display.
It looks more just like a turbo? Pokemon or like a Dragon Ball Z move or something.
And I love how they, like, edit that fireball every time into it.
Exactly. That's what makes me think he's doing, like,
a Dragon Ball Z?
Something like that.
I love it. I love how they didn't even have it in frame. They're like, gotta get it in. I love everything about it. These weird moves. I'm going to start doing them.
Some of the people from, like, some of the Brits or, like, Turbo and stuff like that have a weird, like, are slightly more genuine.
Mm-hmm.
It seems, mm-hmm. like, not super shy about, like...
their real maybe, feelings?
Yeah, or being, like, silly or, like having fun.
Yeah.
They're not always putting it on for... That's interesting. That's fun to watch.
It is nice. So. It's refreshing, too.
Yeah, yeah.
13 was Hunter in Georgia. They did a good job.
I know. Wasn't she the one that, like, pulled herself back up? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm.
That was great, right?
It was. It really was. Yeah, like, grabbed it by her thighs and essentially did a sit-up.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
That was impressive. Great competitor. I think they have a lot to offer. We'll see more. I'm sure we'll see more of them.
I agree. Yeah, I feel like Hunter and her are good partners.
Yeah,
like,
and it's nice to see someone who wants to win for her partner,
mm-hmm.
is fun to watch. She seems fun.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And it doesn't seem like her and Bear's relationship has soured things for Hunter.
Right.
So that's great.
Right. And then the final team to jump during the Fallout Challenge was Kyle and Maddie.
Kyle fell. Maddie didn't fall. Kyle fell.
Kyle fell out. He started crying.
Yeah, that was interesting. He was very ashamed of his performance.
He's coming in with a lot of emotion. He's coming in with a lot of heart. Say whatever you want about Kyle. He's coming at it 100%.
Yeah, that's fair.
So that could be the explanation for the tears.
Except for when he gets called out by Polly. Then he's like,
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
So then TJ announced the top three teams, and they were in no particular order. And why do you think he did it in no particular order?
I don't know. That's always weird. I like knowing the specifics, you know?
Yeah. In no particular order, there were Ninja and Polly, Hunter and Georgia, and Nani and Turbo. Good teams. I mean, except for Polly. No offense. But Nani and Turbo, I'm happy they were in the tribunal finally.
Polly's a good competitor, it seems. Yeah, it seems like they're... It seems like they might make it kind of far in this one.
I think you're right. Nani and Turbo, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. Of course they're going to make it far.
I hope so. And Hunter and Georgia?
Yeah, they seem like a strong team, too.
You know why?
Tell me.
Because that's how we do it in Essex.
Oh my God, that was funny.
Oh, I'm gonna say that forever. Anytime at work when I do anything right, and people congratulate me on a project, well done. I'm gonna say that's how we do it in Essex.
Just getting people's faces.
Yeah. Be completely non-humble.
Yeah.
So we go straight into nominations after Fallout. I will rewind to when Amanda said her two greatest alliances here are Ashley and Hunter.
Yeah, that was...
And we both know Ashley would have thrown her in. You know, Ashley has no loyalty when it comes to money. She would have cut Amanda to...
And now, at this point, both Ashley and Hunter have voted Amanda in.
Yeah.
Amanda, what the hell? Why do you not have a single friend in this game? Why is everyone so willing to put you in?
Yeah.
Even the people that you thought, I do not understand.
Yeah. It's a shitty position to be in when even the people that you're closest to, quote unquote, are throwing you in. Like, you didn't have to even finesse it out of Hunter. He came in saying Amanda and Josh.
Yeah.
For whatever made up reason or whatever reason, at least he said, I'm man enough to admit that I'm doing it to save myself or because she did it to me, but I'm still petty enough to do it.
That was my quote of the episode. That was my favorite quote.
Because it's right. It's true.
Totally.
Yeah. It's very self-aware.
And it is what this whole show is built around.
That's a good point. So Ninja and Polly throw in Kyle and Maddie. Shock level 1 through 10.
Resting right around 0.
Okay. Hunter and Georgia threw in Amanda and Josh. Shock level 1 through 10.
Kind of surprising, again, for reasons that we just talked about, you know, that... Mm-hmm.
But she's got literally nobody.
Yeah. Or perhaps she was just such a poor judge, like, in the beginning of this season, thinking that they had forgiven and forgotten, or...
And Nani and Turbo, they didn't want to touch the Brits for whatever reason, and we can dispute Nani's decision until the cows come home.
Mm-hmm.
Because we tried to track why she wouldn't want to throw in a Brit.
I truly don't understand. It doesn't make sense to... Like, her reasoning for not throwing them in was, oh, they're such a solid unit.
Right.
Like, isn't that exactly why you try to, like, shake it up? Like, start breaking them up and
keep your numbers strong? I think what she's saying is you throw in one and they are all coming after you.
But the same should be said for the challengers. But, like, obviously they can't keep their shit together. But they should still act like they're a united front against the others.
Well, we all know she throws in CT and Julia.
Shocking.
Yeah, pretty shocking.
You had called that too. I guessed it. And you were right.
I said it was either going to be Leroy and Shailene or CT and Julia. But I knew that Leroy, and you want to take Leroy with you to the final. No offense. And Nani knows that.
But now CT is also an option to take to the final. You think that dude can run up a mountain?
Well, there's no guarantee that the mountain's going to be in the challenge.
That's
in the
true.
Final.
That's true. Like last couple of times, right. He came down to an eating contest.
He can definitely walk over some rocks.
Yeah.
So then we go straight from nominations into the tribunal. So the episode's moving quickly, which I really appreciate and I really like. Like, it's bam, bam.
As we said, it was jam-packed. Yeah. You know, not a second to rest.
So they call CT and Julia to the tribunal floor, and Nani says, I did this because I don't know who your alliances are. And he says, I don't make alliances because it all leads to lies in the long run. And that's true, right?
True.
You can't make an alliance to the very end. True. Someone's got to be, you know, you're going to have to betray someone.
To be fair, you know, CT has his alliances. They're locked in at this point. It's Leroy. It's like probably Bananas, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just because Nani's not aware of them, you know, that's... Right. Sorry, Nani, you're just not in it. Which, well, I mean, I guess is a... perfect reason for her to send them in.
Yeah, just to like get it clear, like where do you stand?
Yeah.
But like, why wouldn't he stand with the vets? He's not going to stand with the new people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I don't understand why Nani would vote NCT.
I just think CT hasn't had to stand anywhere because he's not someone you throw in, and he never has been someone you just throw in, really.
That's true.
He's been on 15 seasons and has only been in 9 eliminations. Okay, he's lost half of them, but still, like, he is not someone you throw into an elimination.
That's fair, but that's based on him as a young man and everyone being very scared of him.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, he's still a really big guy, but at this point, I wouldn't be thinking about throwing him into eliminations anymore. I'd be thinking about keeping him around for the same reason as you keep Leroy around.
I don't know. I think that CT comes with this like wheelbarrow of strength. I feel you just look at him and you see this like man who could probably just crush your neck in between
crush
his arm.
Crush your head and eat it.
Yeah, like exactly. Like in his arm. Why take your chances? But Nani's not afraid of anything, and she took her chances.
Well, because Nani's got Turbo in her corner.
That's true.
The new CT.
Ooh, fighting words. So then they bring down Kyle and Maddie to the tribunal floor, and this is when the greatest question of the night was raised, but it never got answered. It was Ninja's question for Maddie. She says, I have a question for you, Maddie. How do you feel about this, what's happening, when this game seems to be played by our partner's past histories? Like, we're not playing this game. And she's clear about it. Like, we don't have a say, really. And what, you know, how does that make you feel? And like, what are you going to do? And where do you stand? Knowing that all these people are our vet partners, are really their histories and their relationships are playing the game. I would have loved to have gotten an answer. I would have loved to. I mean, she did give like an answer.
Could I give my answer?
Sure.
At this point, my partner, you know, has beef with a lot of people on this show, but up to this point, I don't have any beef with anyone on this show.
Sure.
So I might as well just allow him to make this move and just follow him down that path. Why start my own feuds?
Sure. Okay, that's one way to look at it. However, the way I see it is you come into this house with me and I have beef with everyone in this house and you have no choice but to stand beside me because you want $1 million. So you are going to stand beside me. I can count on that. My beef will become your beef. You can stay completely silent, but in the long run, they will look at you as me and you will inherit those feuds in the future.
Well, better just to inherit that one set than inherit those and then also create your own, right?
Well, you'll be then forever playing my feud out.
Maybe, but not necessarily. Not unless I, Maddie, continue it on, like, into the next season.
You don't think Georgia, for as long as she's on the challenge, will have a feud against Ashley just because of what Ashley did to Hunter, which had nothing to do with Georgia?
Not necessarily. Sometimes these people have good heads on their shoulders and can recognize game as game and can, you know, let the past be the past.
That's so you're right. Georgia might not have the feud against Ashley, but Ashley's certainly going to have a feud against Georgia.
Yeah, fair.
Okay, good point.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, because as I said, some people have good heads on their shoulders.
And
others,
some people
do not.
Are hotheads. And then it all shit hit the fan. Polly and Kyle.
At the costume party?
No, this is on the tribunal floor first.
Oh, right,
when
right.
Polly makes that jump down. He's like, I'll say it to your face. I've been knocking at your fucking front door since the beginning, or whatever he says.
Yeah, well, yeah, why don't you come up here and say that?
Bitch.
Polly is really making Kyle look like a clown this season.
Are you kidding?
I'm not. Polly keeps calling Kyle out. And
are you joking?
And Kyle keeps... you know I am not a Polly fan, obviously. But the way this is looking, because Kyle can't keep his mouth shut either, and Polly keeps calling him out and then like and stepping up, and it's making Kyle look like a fool.
I have a slightly different take on it.
Oh, I want to hear it.
It's only making Polly look like a crazy person. Polly is taking it way too far, I think, that people are having to restrain Polly, and Polly's like coming.
At that point, it's because Polly realizes that Kyle's not going to do anything. So Polly's really puffing it out. Once security comes out You're right. At that point, it goes too far. But at that point, Paulie knows he can go as far as he wants. As long as he doesn't punch security, he knows Kyle's not coming anywhere near him.
Well, because
Kyle's can look like a big dick in front of Kara.
Yeah, but my thought is that Kyle has a better head on his shoulders because he's not going as far as Paulie. And I really appreciated that Kyle cried because it showed he had a little heart, even though it's like, okay, wipe up the tears.
Yeah.
But it showed his head was... Like, he wants to win this game, and he didn't want to let Maddie down. And that means there's a good center there, whereas I've never seen a good center in Paulie. Paulie is, he says, Kara likes when guys fight, so I'm going to do it. He's so, there's a sycophant there. The center there isn't right, I don't think. I don't feel it.
Well,
and that's why I said last week my thoughts on Paulie are changing a little bit.
Well, everything you're saying is fair. And usually I would be, you know, right on you, trash-talking Paulie, backing you up on everything. But I don't know. I just feel like he won, like him versus Kyle in this episode, I feel like he won the episode.
Okay. I think Kyle won the episode just because Kyle was...
Okay, you know what? On second thought, maybe
it's... See, you're inheriting my feuds.
Maybe it's slightly closer than... I originally said, because Kyle did end up winning against those two other guys. Spoiler alert.
well, if they're listening to this, they've already seen the
episode.
I know. Out of order alert.
Yeah, out of order alert. Exactly. But yeah, I don't know.
I think when Kyle comes up to Paulie, when Paulie like steps up to Kyle and all Kyle does is put his forehead to cut to Paulie's forehead. Now, that's ridiculous. It's just like they had two forehead matches. Where it's like pressing foreheads. And the one where he has the pigtails in looked ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
And the skirt on, I couldn't. But yeah, on the tribunal floor, not only did Kyle and Maddie get crazy with Paulie and Ninja, or just Paulie, Hunter and Amanda got crazy with each other. And then Josh is sitting there like, screaming also, just stay out of it.
Do you think that Hunter was like, well, I can't be outdone by fucking Paulie. I gotta let Amanda know.
I think Hunter's like, very like susceptible Hunter, to the environment.
Hunter took the emotions of the yeah. room, and like and the second Amanda like walked in, it was like, welcome to the gauntlet.
Welcome.
at least Hunter didn't jump down and try getting in Amanda's face. I Jesus.
Know. So then we have the costume party, and the drama keeps going.
See, I've been waiting for the whole episode.
Yeah. It's all around Kara, Zach, and Paulie. And say what you will about Kara. I know she's lost a lot of fans. She hasn't lost me. I'm still a Kara fan.
Kara, yeah. I'm a Kara fan.
She and Paulie are... Say what you want about Kara. The fact of the matter is, Kyle did treat her like shit. If you look at it, they hooked up really quickly. He had already hooked up with Marie, kind of. So she already knew that he was a little bit of a player.
Mm-hmm.
That was in, what, Vendettas? He'd kissed Marie, but then he was like, I want to hook up with Kara. And they got really close really quick.
Right.
It's not unlikely that she did get her emotions involved, right?
Of course.
Which they carried on an off-season romance. And then they come into the next season, and for whatever reason they broke up, I'm not sure. But when they come back to the next season, he hooks up with Faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
He hooks up with Ashley, Smashley.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's got to hurt her on some, if she had her emotions involved in any way, of course it's going to hurt.
I hear you.
Right?
Yeah.
And then she starts to strike up a conversation with Paulie, and he starts freaking out. And then he starts playing the jealous card, Kyle, you know, saying like, trying to fuck with her emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So Kyle... I think started it. And of course she's bitter. And of course, you know, any girl would be. And now she's in a relationship where, say what you want about the relationship, it's gross. It's kind of, you know, a lot.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she's happy, or at least she thinks she's happy, or she is happy.
Who's she's happy to say? For the time being.
Yeah. Who's to say whether or not she really is happy? She says she's happy. She's happy. Now Kyle's just saying, oh, you're still in love with me. Which couldn't be further from the truth. She's hurt by him, and those feelings probably haven't resolved.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why she is passionate about him in the hurt way. That's how I see it. It's a really sensitive subject, but for Zach, for her to overhear your friend talking shit about you like that.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's not cool.
Too big a deal was made out of the Jack Sparrow line, though.
You think? By yeah. me? Here? In the house?
Perhaps. Because her whole like aesthetic was based around pirate dreads back in the day. She even sold them on, like, Etsy or something.
Etsy?
Etsy. Etsy. On Etsy. She even sold pirate dreads on Etsy, even. Ephraim. Fuck. Anyway. But yeah, I mean, no, I totally see
She didn't seem to take too much offense to that line. and she seemed to kind of have a smile on her face when she heard it, when she turned around. However, it's still a shitty low blow. Zach says his closest alliance in the house is Kyle. How the fuck did that happen?
I know.
In two seasons.
Seriously. And weren't Zach and Kara getting, like, weren't they kind of close last season?
Yeah, they were. Exactly. They were friends.
Yeah. It's...
So...
Zach's an asshole.
Zach, I can't.
Who had your favorite costume, Ephraim?
My favorite costumes, honestly, were Bear and Georgia as the Joker and Harley Quinn.
Did you notice the Bear has a big Joker tattoo on this?
I didn't notice.
Yeah. I've noticed, like, there's been a Heath Ledger cameo in almost every episode this season.
I didn't notice.
Yeah. So it's clear that Bear pressured Georgia into that costume.
I don't think he had to pressure her. I think this is what makes them a perfect match.
But here's the thing, though. Kara clearly came prepared to be Harley Quinn. That's what Kara was.
There were double Harley Quinns in the house?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
And I hate to tell you, Georgia, Kara was killing it. Well, Kara's costume was... As I said, she came prepared, and she killed it.
You killed it, Kara.
You killed it, Kara.
The drama started... Kyle started leaning on Georgia, like, threatening
Georgia.
Yeah,
that was lame. That's another example of... like why I say Polly won the episode. It just shows that Kyle seems like
kind of a dick.
I mean, last time I was raked over the coals for calling someone a pussy, but Kyle, like, he can't stand up to Polly. He starts strong arming Georgia. Like, I'm not making this up. He looks like a clown. He looks like a little
gender neutral language.
Yeah, I know. Like, I don't know. It's making him look really weak. He's not looking like a Maddie.
Yeah, he's definitely the weaker of the two.
He's looking much more like a Kyle this episode.
But yeah, he was threatening Georgia.
That was the worst look on this, like, in the whole... That was him losing the episode.
I agree. Okay, when you put it like that, I agree. But I think they both lost the episode. I think they just need to let it go. And rumor has it they're friends.
Who?
Kyle and Polly. Rumor has it that when they were in the house, and this is according to Devon on her episode recap, that when they're in the house, everything's cool. It's not till Kara comes into the room that Polly puffs up and gets all like, and that they start talking smack to each other.
But that supports my theory that Polly just saw that Kyle will always back down. And that means, so Polly will puff it up. And Polly will be the big man, and Polly will be the one pushing Kyle around, and Kyle just backs down.
That supports my theory that Kyle's a sociopath and does whatever the moment calls for. So that whole night, crazy. Kyle called Kara a slut.
Yeah, that was just him taking low blows. Especially
because he slept with more people.
Totally.
As Kara pointed out on her social media.
That's
he
just
slept
him
with
name
more
calling.
People in three seasons than she has all her in her entire time on the challenge.
Yeah, he's taking name calling low. That's it's the last act of a desperate man.
I agree. And in the background, amidst all this drama, the silent, painful, heart-wrenching drama of Leroy having to watch Cam flirt with Theo. And that shaking of his head.
While dressed as Kahuna.
I
liked we left out like I'm sorry that we didn't get to go through some of the costumes because Leroy as Kahuna was a favorite of mine.
Yeah.
Almost as high on my list as Polly as his idol Chris Angel. He was dressed as a magician, right?
I'm not sure. Costume
party?
Was he?
Oh, dude, he was Chris Angel in it up. I guarantee. It was either Chris Angel or Mystery. One of the two.
One of the two or both. A combo?
Yeah, maybe.
So poor Leroy, but it's time to let that ship sail. She's younger. Theo's younger.
I'm sorry, Leroy. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. That's just so sad.
I see it in your face. I feel like you're thinking, I feel like you're putting yourself in Leroy's shoes right now.
100%. I just fell off the fucking pendulum, and now Cam is like all of a sudden like,
flirting with a younger
not
man.
Not interested? I just blew it. I just goddamn blew it. If I had only rang that bell.
I'm sorry, Leroy. That I'm hosting the show with.
Thank you, Ephraim.
You're welcome. So poor Leroy in his little hat with his like unbelievable expression on his face. Like, this can't be happening. She can't be doing this in front of me.
Was Cam in costume?
They didn't show her costume. They were in a close up shot of her laughing at every joke Theo made.
He's a crack up, that one.
I do like Theo though. I'm not gonna say anything bad about Theo because he's performed very well this whole season so far. He's unafraid of the challenges and he's unafraid of the social dynamic. He's not afraid of anybody. He called out Ashley day one, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I really think he's got, with Kara, who's also a known competitor, he's got a really good chance to go far.
I agree. And he was knocking out of the park with a sweet Harry Potter costume.
Yeah, he was. So then we go into the killing floor.
It's going to be a double elimination this episode, Ephraim.
We forgot to mention that, but TJ did drop that bomb. It's going to be a double elimination.
I don't understand why he doesn't tell them that prior to the challenge, which is another reason that I like think that it's more of my paranoia. I feel like they don't drop shit like that until after the challenge so they can decide, like, well, did the right people win for a double elimination this week? Or are we risking losing to... Well, with that being said, they just lost, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. Like, they don't want to get rid of Nani, for example, but now that she's in the top three, you're saying
exactly.
It's a perfect time to drop that double elimination on people because
yeah.
Because Nani being in the top three saves Jenna in a way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's a production thing.
You know, because why else would you not tell them prior to the challenge?
Because...
wouldn't they work harder for it?
You don't want them to work harder. You want them to work honest. And then
I don't know, man.
And then at the end, be freaked out.
Doesn't it create better drama for the show if they're like, it's I gotta do this now, otherwise I'm going in.
It creates better drama in the competition, but it creates better house drama to tell them later.
I don't know. I feel like there'd be just the same amount of house drama if they found out after the elimination. Finding out before or after the elimination wouldn't add or subtract to the house drama.
Maybe you're right. That's a good possibility, though, that it's just a production thing. Because right. I'm glad. Whatever happens, I'm glad.
You mean whatever happens in the end of this episode?
Meaning, no. I mean, as long as Nani's safe, I'm glad. So we get to the killing floor, and TJ says, okay, vote for... It's an individual vote, and of course, Ninja and Polly stick with Kyle and Maddie. Hunter and Georgia stick with Amanda and Josh. Nani sticks with CT and Julia, and then it gets to Turbo. And Turbo gives his valedictorian speech.
Yeah, apparently an endless speech.
They had shots of TJ looking so bored.
And seeming to get slightly frustrated to the point where he was like, Turbo, just...
My favorite quote of the night... You're voting for the first team, sir. It's like TJ didn't even know how to handle it.
Yeah.
It made Turbo seem really old.
Yeah, and also made it seem like TJ can't understand half the people on that stage. And it's like, I don't know what you just said. It clearly was not Polly or a CT or like, so say a name that
let's move on. First team, sir. But of course, in the long run, Kyle and Maddie were thrown in. JP and Natalie were thrown in. And then a twist, JP and Natalie got to pick who the third team was coming down into the killing floor. And JP, for whatever reason, because he wanted to go against the best, picked CT and Julia. But also remember, CT and Julia picked JP and Natalie when they were doing the tug of war, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
If you were... Natalie and
I'm not
JP.
Calling in CT.
Who would you have called in?
I'm bringing in Amanda and Josh because they seem to be the weakest team.
I don't know, man. Josh performed well.
I'm still bringing in Amanda to fight against if I'm
well,
Natalie.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Josh is already showing signs of stress.
Fair. But I mean, so is half the cast.
Yeah. That's the thing,
it's not like he's with a stable partner. Sorry.
Well, that's for sure. It seems like the drama is going to really kind of explode here.
Yeah, around him. Yeah. Yeah. Him banging pots and pans throughout the challenge house.
Oh, Lord.
It seems like him and Amanda are the perfect pair because it seems like they have similar, like, stop. Do you think Josh whispered in their ear? You just stay up all night shouting.
No. Well, according to Devon, who I can't thank enough for doing her recaps.
Devon,
she's the best.
Send me that link, Ephraim.
According to Devon, that's how you work in the Big Brother house, is you lay low. So that's what Josh is trying to do, lay low. Shedding a little context on the fight from last week, Josh is trying to lay low, while Amanda, in the challenge house, that's not, you don't lay low. Stir the pot and see what happens. But that's not what you do on Big Brother, I guess.
Clearly not.
So let's talk about that elimination.
Sadly, it did not work out. I'm just jumping right into it. Did not work out for CT.
Did not, surprisingly, right?
A favorite of all of ours. Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise, you know. Even in a challenge like that, getting a little out of shape, you can still throw people around. I guess going up against two young guys, and then kind of how it shook out where Kyle broke away from JP.
Mm-hmm.
So it was CT
fighting them both
for that last ring. Yeah, that was a bummer. And to see Kyle get both rings, God, that was shocking. Yeah. Considering what we've seen of
this
Kyle.
Was his fourth elimination and only his first win. It was nice to see him win, though. It's shocking that he did it against CT.
Yeah, it is shocking and disappointing, especially considering, like, I feel like I've had my fill of Kyle.
Yeah, we all have. Yeah. We're all done with the Kyle, Pauly, Kara drama.
But at the same time, you know, I've been talking shit about CT this season, too, saying he's not really bringing it.
And he said it himself, like, this was a wake-up call. I'm coming back stronger.
I want to believe it.
Me too. I think that, obviously, CT's a beast.
Yeah, totally.
So
you left a video running behind you while we were recording this episode, and it was just a highlight of some of CT's, like, it was CT highlights throughout the year that I was seeing behind you.
Yeah.
That guy was a beast.
Yeah.
It was, like,
Banana's backpack?
That or him, like, doing just hopping from platform to platform, mm-hmm. collecting flags in, shit, I forget what, the Gauntlet or the Inferno. Just, like, those were early showings of just, like, CT being a problem.
I know. So for the female elimination, we had Maddie kind of take out, I mean, more physically, I think, than Kyle did. Kyle kind of was wily about it. Kyle just hung on and took it when he could.
Yeah.
But Maddie, like, really beat them up and eliminated Natalie.
Yeah. Maddie was, without any doubt, the aggressor.
Yes.
In hers, whereas Kyle was playing more of a
scrappy
defense game.
Yeah. Let's talk about the fact that TJ said we could have a whole new coupling tonight.
That was cool.
That would have been really interesting.
That would have, which made it even worse that it went down the way it did. Because mm-hmm. I really would have been curious to see.
In Wes's fantasy, the CT and Maddie pairing?
Yeah. But even, like, JP and Maddie would have been an interest. Although, no, that's not how it would have. Is it?
It could have been any of the guys with any of the girls.
Interesting. So it would have then been a rookie or, like.
Two rookies together,
Two rookies. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. But yeah, I hope they do another double elimination, and I hope to see, I want to see a team combine. Yeah. That would be really
interesting. Well, this tells me, at least it gives me a clue for the rest of the season where I don't think that, you know, they've been calling them not their partners, but their allies. You know, your friend, but not your partner, right? So it seems to me, this gives me a little clue that they're not going to be so precious with these partnerings, that maybe they will switch at some point. That maybe, you know, anything can happen. And maybe. The fact that they were so nonchalant, like, you might get a new pair tonight, means that maybe that could happen in the future. And I'd love to see, like, things switch up.
It could potentially be one of those finals where you run different portions of the final with a different partner.
Yeah, we haven't done that since, what, Bloodlines?
It's been a bit.
It's been a while? Yeah. Was that on Bloodlines? Or X's?
I forget. I can't pull it off the top of my head.
But where you ran, you know, you switched off
mm-hmm.
this guy with this girl, and then everybody got a
yeah. For like the first heat, yeah. you're with so and so. Second,
girl A,
you're with,
girl B, girl C, boy A, boy B, boy C,
which has really screwed people over in the mm-hmm. past. It makes for a really interesting. It really really makes you question the idea of bringing layups to mm-hmm. the final.
Yeah.
You know? Because who
knows? You want everybody in that final to be strong.
Yeah, like I remember. One of the first times that ever happened, Duel 2, Mark Long got stuck with Anissa for a very important mm-hmm. leg of that race, and it cost it. It took it away. Oh, that's a shame.
Should we talk about our three favorite rookies?
Yeah, male, I think,
and
we should.
Female? You know, male and female combined. So just our top three
just
rookies.
Top three.
In no particular order. Do you want to go first or last?
I'll go last, please.
Okay. My three favorite in no particular order, except for the number one. Number three would be Theo. Number two would be Ninja. And number one would be Turbo.
Nice, nice. I like your like your picks.
Although we could call him Old Man Turbo because that speech was like a dad speech.
You know, he had a lot of important points to make.
And my favorite point of his from the whole episode was, I guess she broke her boobs. Talking about
broke
Amanda
her,
hitting.
What'd you call it? Boob?
Oh, Turbo. That's how we do it in
You're
Essex.
As funny as you are strong, Turbo.
Who are your top three?
Top three? Let's see. I think I'm going to... And this is in no order. No specific order.
Okay. No one's accusing you of playing favorites.
You know, obviously Turbo's on my list.
Okay.
He's there. Obviously.
Okay.
Then I think I'm going to have to go Georgia. She's on there too. And Maddie Theo. Like a Maddie Theo sort of.
Oh, nice, nice way to sneak one extra in. A fourth. So you're not doing top three, you're doing top four.
Like a Theo Maddie.
A Theo Maddie.
You know, like a...
A Theomedy.
Yeah, exactly.
A Theomedy.
You got
so
it.
So then since you had four, my fourth one I'm going to add in...
You know what? No. Take off Maddie Theo. I'm putting in Bear. Sorry.
Okay, you're Bear. No Ninja for you?
Ninja is... Bear. Here's the thing. You know, like, obviously, we're only picking from the people who kind of really stand out. And mm-hmm. Ninja, of course, stands out. Mm-hmm. But she stands out more in competition than she does in the house.
Which is great. Give that to me any day of the week. We've got plenty of these drama mongers.
Yeah, I get it. I don't know. It just seems like other people have more going on at this point still. Things in competition and in the house, and I don't know. Okay, fuck Bear. Ninja it is.
That, you know, no pressure. You got no pressure from me, yet you still changed your vote.
Twisting my arm over here. Like, listeners can't see Ephraim shooting daggers at me because I fucking picked Bear over Ninja.
Jeremy on Reddit says, Georgia is a casting jackpot. Great confessionals, down to hook up, great teammate. She really wants to win for Hunter. She's pretty high on the hot, crazy Matrix. And the big shocker is, she's a fucking beast competitor. She's a true five-tool challenge prospect, as BS would say. Beats Ashley in physical elimination. According to several interviews, their elimination was brutal and went many rounds, reportedly much more so than the guys. Mud Pit, she straight outworks Nani, who is very scrappy and one of the more physical women on the show. She also took a ball from Amanda. Tonight, she's the only girl to complete it besides the Ninja Warrior. She also landed low on the dummy and had to pull herself up before jumping. That's when she did that hoist.
Mm, yes.
That was great. Rookie18 on Reddit says, why is Hunter still so mad at Amanda? I honestly don't get it. I didn't get it back at the reunion, and I still don't get it. He's shown more forgiveness to Ashley, the person who actually stole the money, than he has towards Amanda, because she's friends with Ashley. I hope they squash their beef soon, or that they're just playing it up for show. And the Joker 2329 says, I guess because he extracted some type of revenge on Ashley, and now he's doing that to Amanda. I don't think he's clearly thought it out, just acting out. Like, I think Hunter's a sponge, you know? He absorbs kind of what's around, and it was very heated in that moment with Kyle and Polly. Then Amanda comes in and not the face he wants, and he wants her to respect him, and she never will. She'll just never give it to anyone, right. And you're on that tribunal, you're standing 10 feet high, you're 5 feet above everyone else. You feel like you are someone. It's putting you in this judgment. Even they're getting this tone. I just have one question for you, Maddie. Like,
they should be wearing powdered wigs.
They really should. But they're like got this tone. And Amanda's never, like, Amanda just fuck off. You know, she's not gonna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, trying to even get it out of her is, like,
it's fruitless.
Yeah. Yeah. But I, like, question him for even trying. It's like, what are you doing, you idiot?
Yeah. Oh, so far so good. I think we have to show some severe Maddie appreciation, some severe Turbo appreciation, Ninja appreciation. I think those are strong competitors.
Ninja's off, Maddie's on.
You are fickle.
Oh, yeah.
You, Leroy, are
how
fickle.
How dare you?
Top pick for the winner.
What,
mine first, while you think?
Are we going guy, girl?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, give me yours.
Nani and Turbo.
I'm going to guess that the two winners won't be from the same team. So I'm going to say Turbo and Cara Maria.
You think it's Cara Maria's year? The only reason I say it's not you need to pick a lane.
Wait, Ninja.
You need to
Turbo Ninja.
You need to pick a lane, Ninja Theo Maddie. You need to pick a lane and stick with it at least for 1 week. Now, you could change it tomorrow. No one has to know.
Okay.
The only reason I think it's not Kara's year is because she's not getting her head in the game. Her head's not in the game. Her head's up Pauly's butt. That's it. Here's the reason I'm sensitive.
But that could be said about Kara year after year.
Yeah, well, no, not really, because there's been a lot of years where she's single. After Abram, she was single for a long time. So let's not just dismiss.
She's always got a guy that's somewhere on the side.
Let's not dismiss Kara. Kara's a good girl.
Well, I'm not arguing that.
Now, but she does have her head so far up Pauly's butt, and Pauly's freaking me out. And the reason I feel differently about Pauly is because he's showing signs of Abram, like unable to control himself, bulging forehead. Really?
Totally. I think Pauly Pauly strikes me more as a theater kid.
I hope you're right.
And I think that's why Pauly likes going at Kyle, because he's got Kyle's number now, and it makes him, you know,
uncomfortable.
Looking and feel even bigger.
Oh, I see.
You know.
Well, another successful episode. Next week, the episode's called The Greatest Showman.
Who do you think that's going to be referring to?
I don't know. Turbo. Wes? Oh, yeah, of course.
Right?
Yeah. Wes.
Especially considering who's gone at this point. The other, some of the, like, Bananas could have potentially been
The Greatest Showman at one point. Yeah.
But,
Oh, well.
How about in the beginning where CT pointed out that, like, the champ's gone, now Bananas is gone, and now CT is gone? Mm-hmm. Like, who's mm-hmm. left on this fucking show, Efren?
I liked how Zach said, CT can't go in. He's a figurehead.
I know. He was right.
Yeah.
And wrong.
We're going to have to get used to these new faces, because more and more, you know, fast forward 5 years, do you really think Johnny Bananas and CT are still on the challenge? No.
CT, no. Bananas, maybe.
Right.
But
I doubt it. 5 years.
You're right. 5 years. How many seasons would that be?
That'd be like pushing into the 40th season, season 41.
Yeah.
Do you really think Bananas is still in? No.
Honestly?
I think Pauly is the new Bananas.
Interesting. I don't know. I think you're giving a lot to Pauly at this
point. I'm not. Not in any sense that he's a great competitor or anything like that. Although he is. He wins.
Yeah, he's doing good, and he's a better showing than Bananas' first few seasons.
Yeah, but that's not what I mean. I just mean in, like, manipulating the game to go his way and kind of winning over people in the house for whatever reason, and kind of like the anti-hero.
I feel like there's no one really set up. Well, I guess maybe Pauly could be that person really set up to take
Bananas' place. Maybe Pauly.
But,
they tried for
to
Corey
be honest,
for
I would have never thought that Bananas was going to be the one taking
the Bananas lead.
Spot,
yeah.
You know?
They had set up Corey for a while to be his main rival.
Yeah.
He's just really bad at everything.
Yeah. And, like, you know, unstable mm-hmm. around others.
Mm-hmm. And then Hunter. I mean, Tony was going to be the new Bananas, I think, for a minute.
Tony's not smart enough. Hunter's not smart enough.
Politically?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, strategically?
Yeah. They do. The show does need an anchor, though. Like, you have to have some familiar faces.
No, you're right. Yeah. You're right. And yeah, I guess Pauly is maybe kind of clever, and he knows the show, maybe.
I just feel like this is the time where, you know, we're starting to see more bear confessionals this week.
This season is moving.
This season is moving. We've already lost all our, like...
We've lost, what, 8 people?
We've lost Alon, Liz, Ashley, Chase, Bananas, Morgan, JP, Natalie, and CT and Julia. 10 people.
10 people?
10 people.
Shit.
Yeah. It's going crazy. Well, until next week, I guess.
Until next week, I guess. I've been Ryan Kane.
I'm still Efren Jr.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Ryan, Efren, you guys absolutely killed it.